Peanut Proud, representing the entire peanut industry, is still gathering up peanut butter and donations to help the people that have suffered as victims of Hurricane Harvey. According to Greg Grimsley, the chairman of the Peanut Proud, he said that he has received about 47,000 jars of peanut butter from J.B. Sanfilippo and Bainbridge, Kroger Company, and All Good Peanut Butter Company, all three donating about $47,000. He's also received about $42,000 in funds. He received Texas Peanut Producers Board $14,400, Georgia Peanut Commission $10,000, Premium Peanut $5,000, Birdsong Peanuts $5,000, Virginia Carolina Peanut Promotions $1,500, Virginia Peanut Growers $1,440, and the National Peanut Bible Association, $5,000. He said he expects to receive more. They're right now working with the food banks around the Houston Corpus Christi area to try to get this peanut butter delivered along with buying up other peanuts. Well, what's going to be the future of research? According to Scott Munford with the Georgia Peanut Specialist, he addressed the Georgia Peanut Achievement Club and said that some of the items that we'll be talking about in the future is seed germ and vigor. Added to that is a need to evaluate polymers for enhanced emergence and protection of the peanut seed until it is up. Another one is row configuration, twin rows of 8, 10, and 12. All that's got to be determined as which is best. Plant growth regulators. He said the plants are getting too big and the machines cannot handle it. We need biological enhancements to control that. And then another area is imagery. How will the risk index, how can we detect stress in peanut fields so that we can solve the problem? But all that, along with varieties, is going to be the future of peanut research. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.